This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability in the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. It's school's summer holidays, and for a lot of us, that's 6 weeks of trying to drag bored kids away from screens whilst thinking of other stuff they can do that doesn't cost a fortune. So in this week's Environment Matters, I've got your ideas for holiday activities, many of which are free to do and use the opportunity the summer holidays give for kids to get out into nature, learn a sustainable skill, or try a new way of getting around that doesn't involve a car. Now, the simplest activity for a lot of us is just getting out for a walk. And for lots of kids, just going for a walk in one of Hertfordshire's many wonderful woodlands will be a great afternoon in itself. But 11-year-old Eleanor has an idea to take your walk to the next level.
Hi, Amanda. Eleanor here. My recommendation would be to go on a rainbow scavenger hunt this summer. Colours are everywhere in nature, and sometimes we forget to look all around us. You can go for an adventure and look for something in every colour of the rainbow. A red butterfly, an orange leaf, a yellow buttercup, and so on until you've found all of the colours. Some are harder than others, so you have to look up and down. You can even climb a tree to look if you want to be adventurous. Bye bye.
I love that idea, Eleanor. We all do love a challenge, don't we? Thank you so much for that. Now, Joanne from St Albans Wilderhood Watch Group has another idea to make a simple walk just a bit more special.
How about going on a nature mindfulness walk, seeing what you can see, hear, smell, touch, and possibly taste if you can find some blackberries?
Thank you, Joanne, for that idea. You could also use the Merlin app to identify any birds that you hear. If you're a regular listener, you'll know that I'm a fan of this app that you can use to listen to the birdsong around you, and it'll tell you which birds it hears so you can learn to recognise their songs. Now, taking walks in the evening isn't always possible when you've got to get up for school the next day, but during holiday times, an evening walk can be extra special. Lee explains why.
Hi Amanda, it's Lee from St Albans. One activity that is a massive hit for all the family this summer would be a bat walk. It's a truly wonderful way to immerse yourself in nature at a time of day that children wouldn't normally get to enjoy. Highfield Park, the Hearts of Middlesex Wildlife Trust and the Ver Valley Society often have bat events throughout the summer, so you can check those online. Alternatively, the Library of Things at the Greenhouse Eco Hub on London Road have a couple of bat detectors that you can hire. So you can grab yourself one of those, head out with your family at dusk, ideally somewhere near a body of water. So if you have a pond in your garden, or maybe you can enjoy a family trip to Verulamium Park or anywhere along the Ver, bring a torch and obviously a thermos of hot chocolate for the family. Try to avoid particularly wet and windy evenings too, but other than that, it's a great way to see these winged wonders in action.
That is a great idea, Lee. Now, I've been on a couple of bat walks, often with reluctant family members, and they have always been fascinating. I remember Heidi from the Hearts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust, who we'll be hearing from later, saying that bats account for 1/5 of all mammal species around the world. What an astonishing statistic when you think that most of the time we don't see any bats at all. Now, I love getting out for a walk in nature, but there are activities that you can do with kids to help teach them about the natural world without even leaving the house. Anne has got such an idea to show that all seeds are magic, not just those given to pantomime characters.
Here's an idea for children during the summer holidays. Acquire yourself some beans. You might find some of the beans, the dried beans you've got in cupboards, might work. But otherwise, you could pop down to the garden centre and buy the cheapest packet of beans you can find. Broad beans are the best ones, but they might be difficult to get at this time of year. What you do then is you fill a jam jar with some soil. Garden soil will be fine, or if you don't have access to soil, you can just fill it with damp paper towels. And then push the beans down the side of the jam jar so that you can see what's happening. Give the soil or the paper towels a little bit of water, not too much water because you don't want them to rot. Put them on a windowsill somewhere where they get a bit of sun. And within a few days, you should start to see things happening with the beans. First of all, roots will come down, and then after that, some shoots will come up the top. And it's a really graphic way of showing how seeds work, because all seeds work more or less like the beans. It's just the beans are nice, quick, and rather dramatic to look at. Unfortunately, at this time of year, you can plant them in the garden, but summer's a little bit late to be planting beans. But if the children like it, then when spring comes next year, try that in your garden. You just pop them in the soil, give them a bit of water, look after them, and you should have some beans to eat.
Thank you, Anne, for that. And if you fancied something more productive, then apparently August is a good time to plant potatoes that will be ready for you to eat for Christmas dinner. All you need is some early potatoes from your local garden centre in a big container of peat-free compost. Keep them well watered, protect them from frost, and get ready to feel very smug on the 25th of December. Talking of food, local cookery teacher Danielle has got some nice simple ideas for getting even quite young kids involved in some healthy food.
Hello, it's Danielle here from the Cobbled Kitchen, and I thought I'd give you an idea to get the kids involved in the kitchen over the summer holidays. And maybe they might like to make a picnic. And an easy thing, instead of buying shop-bought hummus, most kids like hummus, why not get them making it at home? So all you need is a tin of drained chickpeas, one clove of garlic, a little bit of salt and pepper to taste, some extra virgin olive oil, tahini, if you've got it, that's that sesame paste. I sometimes leave it out and it's absolutely fine, but if you've got it, put, you know, no more than a tablespoon in there into your food processor. A little sprinkling of ground cumin would be nice as well. And I also add some lemon juice. So don't worry about the consistency. We all think that hummus should be the same consistency of that we find in the shops, but that's just one type. I mean, you can get it really runny, you can get it quite thick, it can be very, very smooth, or it can be quite chunky. It really doesn't matter. Yeah, just make it according to your taste. But a nice little thing that you can do with the children is they can change the colour of it. Why not add maybe one of those vacuum-packed, cooked beetroots? You might not like beetroot, but put it in the food processor when you're making your hummus and it turns a lovely pink colour, and you don't really get much of the taste of the beetroot. So, yeah, experiment. But just remember that we'll add quite a bit of liquid as well. So that'll change the consistency. But again, that's up to you. You could always bulk it out with some more chickpeas if you think it's too runny. Anyway, have a go at that, and then they can stick in all sorts of different crudités, make pictures with it, go outside in the garden and eat it on the lawn. I hope that helps. Hope you have a lovely summer.
Thank you, Danielle, for that. Now, I do like cooking, but I also love a bit of science, as does Tricia from the Greenhouse Eco Hub. Let's hear from Tricia.
Hi, Environment Matters. The Greenhouse Climate Club would like to suggest your young listeners become wildlife scientists this summer. All you need is a garden or access to a green space where you can provide water for wildlife and a notebook and a pencil. Choose two or three different containers in which to provide the water, such as an upturned dustbin lid, a low-sided baking tin, or maybe a plant saucer on an upturned plant pot. Fill the containers with water and a few large pebbles or stones for insects to land on, and add a stick or two to help them climb out if needed. And then place your containers in different areas of the garden, maybe near a tree or a flowering shrub. But take care not to put the water near cat hiding places. And now the science begins. Choose a couple of times each day to observe and monitor your mini pond. and record who is visiting and why. Remember to keep the water topped up and give the containers a clean every few days. There are endless questions for you to investigate. Are the insects coming to have a drink? Do the birds use it for cleaning their feathers? What time of day do you see butterflies? Does the weather make a difference? Soon you will be wildlife experts, and your local birds, bees, butterflies and mammals like hedgehogs and foxes will thank you for it.
Great idea, Tricia. Now, local tree author Kate Bretherton has another fun science idea. How about signing up for the Country Trust's 2025 Plant Your Pants Challenge, intended to get kids learning about soil? And I'll pop a link to that into the notes that go with the podcast of this show and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. So summer holidays can be a great idea not just to be scientific, but to be imaginative too. And Anthony, who cares for his granddaughter during the summer holidays, has an idea that combines nature and creativity.
Eco-holiday projects. Map the future. All you need is a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen and a patch of ground. You could use other things like a camera or a plant guide. Of course, you also do need an eco dream. With your mum, granddad, friend, or lots of people, those you know or possibly new people, go to the green space near you, where you live. It could be your garden, a park, the edge of a field, a churchyard, or somewhere else that's safe. Anywhere that could provide a place to think of great habitat. Plants of all sorts of creatures and their future. Go there, look at it, possibly draw or paint what is there now, and certainly do it again, as it could be a better home for creatures and plants. They always live together, of course, as they depend on one another. Share your project with others, talk to them, post photos of your work. That's it. The end.
Thank you, Anthony, for that. Now, Sonia also thinks that we should use the summer holidays to get creative. Let's hear from Sonia.
Hi, Environment Matters. It's Sonia from Jefferson Eco here at 46 London Road. I want to tell you about our classes that we have on for children over the summer holidays. We've got Learn to Sew, Seed Smash, No Sew T-shirt Bag, Learn to Knit. New for this summer, we've got Ludo Tote Bag, which is where we're going to turn an average tote bag into a Ludo game. We also, for this holidays, have Learn to Use Your Sewing Machine, which has so far been for adults only, but we're doing some kids-only sessions in the summer holidays. We think it's really important that children learn how to upcycle and repair things, because we need to be a lot more resilient as the climate crisis comes ahead. We also think it's so important that you learn at a really early age, even simple things like how to sew on a button, just to give you those life skills. But if the climate crisis is getting a bit much, we also do mindful art sessions, and we've got some lovely ones going ahead that are for children only or as Minnie and Me sessions. So we've got tangle canvases and we've got watercolour stitching. Both of those are available for children to bring along an adult with them and for both of you to participate and chill out together. All of our sessions you can book via email at jeffersonecocic@gmail.com, or you can go on our Eventbrite or pop in store. As I said, we're at 46 London Road. Hope to see some of you soon.
Thank you, Sonia. I agree. There are so many benefits to learning a new skill that you can enjoy, both to express your creativity, but also to set you up to be more sustainable into the future. Of course, it's not just Jefferson Eco that are organising holiday events for kids. We're lucky enough that there's lots to offer in Hertfordshire. The Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust have holiday activities that you'll find listed on their website, but Heidi, their Chalk Stream and Farm Advisory Officer, wanted to highlight one event in particular.
Head down to Panshanger Park on Friday, the 29th of August, and take part in the Chalk Stream Challenge. Now, this is a fun, free, hands-on activity that's perfect for children of all ages. You'll get to explore one of the UK's rare and special chalk streams, the River Mimram, discovering the fascinating wildlife living beneath the surface and learning why these magical habitats are so important. You'll also find out how we can all help protect them. Now, there are five parts to completing the Chalk Stream Challenge. So this drop-in session from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. with our friendly staff and volunteers from Panshanger Park and also Hearts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust are there on hand to guide you through the first three parts of the challenge. But then there is a little bit more for you all to complete at home. So entrance is via the Thieves Lane car park at Panshanger Park, and then follow the signs for the challenge. And please allow around 90 minutes to complete the session. So why not get stuck in, get your feet wet, and uncover the secrets of the River Mimram. For more information, check out heartswildlifetrust.org.uk/events. And best to wear your wellies or other closed shoes that you don't mind getting wet. See you there.
Thank you for that, Heidi. And finally, summer holidays are a great time to ditch the car and try a more sustainable form of transport. And with many of us away on holiday, the roads are a bit quieter, so getting out on a cycle ride to a park that you wouldn't normally visit is a lovely, simple thing to do, great exercise for everyone and easy on the wallet. Then, of course, there's trains, and Kate would like you to try one train in particular.
Hi, this is Kate from the Abbey Line Community Rail Partnership. We're all about connecting communities with their railway. My tip is to go green by train and try an Abbey Line day out. The line runs from St Albans Abbey Station through villages and countryside into Watford. There's lots going on along the line, from walks and cycle routes to parks, local eateries and a wide range of other family activities. Get some inspiration on our Days Out page on our website, abbeylinecommunityrail.org.uk. Please remember, due to the limited frequency of the service and since all rail services are subject to delays and cancellations, it's important to always check for updates before you travel. Have fun!
So I hope you found something there that might appeal to your children or grandchildren. And a big thank you to everybody who took the time to contribute to today's show. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.